You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Public Health Association CEO Warren Lindberg, and he's talking about public health care in Aotearoa and the issues it faces and how we can combat these.
The main issue from my perspective is that we're not spending enough on health promotion and health protection. We are very focused on issues in treating illness, which are all valid. There are big challenges in running DHBs, in keeping up with modern technology, and with the growing population, the aging population, plus immigration. But we've neglected child health. We have serious issues around people who are poor, unemployed, on a low income, with poor education, living in rental accommodation, and all this ends up being code for Māori and Pacific people missing out.
What exactly are the main causes of public health care issues? Is it a lot of factors come into play?
Well, we're not spending enough on health, for a start. The OECD places us sort of round about the middle of the ranks of how much we spend. The American Commonwealth Fund ranks us around about the middle, but we have out of the 11 countries that the Commonwealth Fund monitors, that's everything from the United States. What they've selected is 10 developed economies. We're the bottom. We spend the least part of our GDP on health, and we have per capita the cheapest health system. Now, we're increasing the proportion of GDP and increasing the amount of money might not necessarily make a difference. It depends on the system that we are funding. And the United States is a really good example of spending too much money and getting the worst outcomes. We are around about the same in terms of GDP and per capita expenditure as United Kingdom and Australia, but they're making the same mistakes as we do. They're not paying attention to the people most in need. And so poverty is the biggest issue for in regard to our health system. The consequences of child poverty are lifelong. The number doesn't have to increase. It's not about numbers. It's about the proportion of our population that fall into that category. 29% of our children are now classified by the Child Poverty Monitor as being living in poverty. And 40% of those have a working parent. We're just not spending enough on health. The proportion of vote health that is spent on prevention is only around 3%. Now, if we're only spending 3% on keeping people well, then we're never going to get on top of the costs of treating people who are ill. It's that simple. And what I've said about the challenges, that aging population, the growing population, the changing demographics, and the huge increase in modern technology, which makes for better treatment, is never going to get cheaper unless we can spend a whole lot more on keeping people well.
So just looking at funding, do you see New Zealand becoming more of a private healthcare system? Would this fix any of this, or is the public model the best model?
Privatisation of health services is a real risk, and the United States is the classic example. You know, the amount of money that is spent on health in the US is more than double what we spend per capita in New Zealand. And yet they have the worst outcomes. And one of the things that we're rated well on first of all, we're rated well on the quality of our care, which means that our health professionals are doing a really good job. We're also regarded as being quite high in terms of administrative efficiency, because in countries like the US, where it's an insurance model and it's all privatized, doctors spend a lot of time filling in forms, doing claims to different insurance companies for different conditions, and there's a huge waste of professional time and effort in just managing the bureaucracy involved with that. Our state model means that we keep our administrative costs down, and it means that we have a more consistent quality of health services across the whole country. The privatisation of health insurance is tempting because it keeps some people out of the system, but no New Zealand government has looked, you know, since the cradle-to-grave social security system was set up, no government has seriously looked at moving the whole system into a private insurance model.
Looking at the inequalities in levels of public health between different communities, what do you feel needs to be done to improve this? Is it simply just a matter of there needs to be more funding, or are there other steps the government can take?
Well, it's got to do with where the funding goes, of course. And I'm a strong advocate for the policies that came from the RACP, Royal Australasian College of Physicians. They have put out a policy statement making health, making equity the norm. And they identified three priority areas. The first was housing. The second was work, good work. And the third was healthy families. So what they were talking about is the health consequences of poor housing, including housing security. You know, one of the big problems we've now got as a result of the policies pursued by the Housing Corporation is people never have security of tenure. They are constantly worried about how long they're going to be able to stay there and where will they go next. Live in a house and it become a home. What people need is a job that pays a living wage. And the whole issue of the precariat is affecting the way in which we think about work. But we need not only to ensure that people are getting a living wage, but that workplaces are healthy. WorkSafe has started to address some of these issues, but there's a long way to go. And then the third one is the family, and that's where we come into things like childcare, parental leave, and mental health services, so that people can create a healthy environment around their family.
And do you feel there's been enough discussion around public health this election?
Well, the term public health hasn't been used, but actually a lot of the issues that I've just talked about are the ones that have been making the headlines. Housing, the nature of work, child poverty, these things have all been pretty central to the election.
So now we have the interview with Health Funds Association CEO Roger Stiles about private healthcare in Aotearoa and how it affects public health. So here is Roger.
The first important point is that every healthcare system is a mix of public and private. So I think OECD average is about 27% of health spending is private, and New Zealand is about 20% is private. So the big advantage is that if some people can afford to make some provision for their healthcare, then it frees up the public resources to focus better on those who can't afford to.
And is private healthcare a popular choice in New Zealand?
Reasonably. It has been more popular if you go back 20 years. I think you had around about 50% of New Zealanders had private health cover. It's around about 28% today, but it's actually funding more health costs than it did 20 years ago. So I think a large part of that is the big rise in elective surgery funding. So it's almost $1 billion a year in surgery funding.
So are these surgeries that the public healthcare system won't take on?
No, I think they're pretty similar. You've got hip replacements, knee replacements, cardiac. There's a whole lot of surgeries that are broadly similar, public or private. The big difference is if you have insurance, you don't have to wait for it. So commonly you might be waiting up to a year or even longer in the public system. But private insurance, you can get it done.
And would you like to see more money going into the public healthcare system?
I don't think it's as simple as that. I think every government has increased health funding. Every Minister of Health rightly says that it doesn't matter how much you spend, there'll always be a bunch of stuff that goes unfunded. It's not a bottomless pit. I think in the future, with the ageing population, we need more public and more private. But exactly where that balance is, I think that's something that we need a bit broader debate on, rather than just what needs funding today. I think we need to plan ahead about how we're going to fund health in 10 years, 20 years' time.
Do you think the public healthcare system is struggling, and is private healthcare a way to combat this?
The public system does a very good job for the resources, and I think New Zealand puts in around average in terms of OECD, in terms of government spending. So I think it's a pretty efficient system when you compare it with overseas countries. But having said that, it could be doing an even better job if the private sector was utilised and funded a bigger portion of our healthcare costs. I think Australia gets up to about 35% of funding as private, and that has a big impact in reducing the burden on the public purse strings. You can do more with less.
So currently the two systems coexist. Would you like to see a fully insurance-based healthcare system like in America?
No, I don't think comparisons with the US are useful. That's pretty much unlike any sort of health system in the OECD, the US one. Having said that, it's still 50% private funded and 50% public funded, so that not many people are aware of that. But I think New Zealand has more in common with sort of like the UK system or the Australian system. We have got mainly public and universal healthcare for accident, emergency, that sort of thing. But having said that, there is a role for private spending to complement that.
Some people criticise private healthcare, saying it undermines the public healthcare system's ability to deliver healthcare. What would you say to this?
Well, they're just wrong. I mean, if private stands to reason, if private funding is funding $1 billion in surgery and other healthcare costs, in the absence of that, that would be a huge impact on what taxpayers have to fund through taxation. So, yeah, it just doesn't stack up.
In a country like New Zealand, where we've got such a long history of public healthcare, and that hasn't really changed for a long time, do you think we will ever reach high levels of private healthcare?
Yeah, I think if you actually look back, take the last 40, 50 years of funding, there's some good data on the OECD website. We've sort of moved between about a low of 6 or 7% and a high of almost 40% in terms of private funding. So there's no magic about the current 20% level of private funding. Even a couple of decades ago, it was 25%. So, yeah, I think with the right combination of measures, we can achieve much better health outcomes with a better balance between public and private funding.
Does having a private healthcare system along with public sort of create a tiered system whereby people who can afford it get better and quicker service, and this isn't really fair?
Well, I think every system in the world arguably is a two-tier system, because if people have money, they can pay for healthcare and they don't have to wait. But I think what insurance does is means that more people have access to healthcare. So by paying a small amount, you can spread the risk. So you actually, insurance opens up access to more people than if you had to pay up front. So yeah, it actually makes it much more equitable. And obviously, if you can get half of the country covered, then that has a big benefit in terms of the other half who aren't covered, because they get quicker access as well in the public system. So I think equity-wise, yeah, it's, insurance is great.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.